A conference has been going on this week in Oslo, Norway, with an extremely ambitious agenda, abolishing nuclear weapons. And convening the meeting, an impressive array of Washington's most senior former Cold Warriors. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Oslo.
It's Albert Einstein who's supposed to have said that politics is tougher than physics. And the radical goal set by four American statesmen this week at a largely unnoticed conference in Oslo might well prove that point. The idea was first floated in an op-ed last year in the Wall Street Journal, and the unlikely band of anti-bomb protesters includes Henry Kissinger and, first to speak at the conference, Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan, George Shultz.
We cannot wait for a nuclear Pearl Harbor or 9/11. We must get ahead of the game to prevent an even more catastrophic event. So wake up, everybody. The danger is real.
The solution Shultz laid out includes, firstly, a series of measures to strengthen security around nuclear materials everywhere and to take steps to ease tensions between nuclear states. But ultimately, the aim of the plan is to scrap nuclear weapons altogether. The two other senior statesmen involved are former Defense Secretary William Perry and former chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee Sam Nunn, who says this is the new realpolitik, because in nuclear proliferation terms, a perfect storm is brewing.
Nuclear material is spread all over the world. Knowledge is out there now, which we thought could only be possessed by the state 30 years ago. Now, individuals have the knowledge to be able to put together a crude weapon. You've got terrorist groups who would do exactly that if they had the opportunity. And you've now got a resurgence of nuclear power, which can be a good thing and a blessing for mankind, but it also means a lot of countries are talking about enriching.
But if the threat is growing, the statesmen say that an important window of opportunity is also opening. A new U.S. administration, whether Democrat or Republican, is expected to be more open to diplomacy. And there is general agreement that the current approach to nuclear issues is out of date. Deterrence simply doesn't work against terrorists. But, of course, the plans face many obstacles, as Alexei Arbatov of the Carnegie Center in Moscow made clear.
As an ideal, Russian government position is in favor. The big problem is to prove to Russians that this is not designed to disarm them of their only reliable guarantee of security.
U.S. allies will want those assurances too, never mind Iran and North Korea. And there is, of course, plenty of other opposition, from those who say it's impossible to verify whether weapons have been scrapped, and from military top brass who want to retain a nuclear trump card. The few journalists covering this week's conference found themselves wandering the corridors asking each other and themselves, is this for real? And then the next moment bumping into eminent scientists and politicians who completely buy into it. Bates Gill, director of the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, says the goal is very difficult, though not impossible. He says Washington's role will be key.
I think the world is looking to persons like George Shultz, Sam Nunn, Henry Kissinger, William Perry, to try and really gauge their sincerity and their willingness to leverage their political connections to move this process within the Washington context. If there's no progress there, the rest of the world will remain complacent on the question.
Asked if their plan is realistic, the four U.S. statesmen and their supporters respond with another question. Is it realistic to live in a world where it's increasingly likely that terrorists could get hold of a nuclear bomb? Rob Gifford, NPR News, Oslo.
It took less than 20 years from the first atomic blast in Japan for five countries to acquire nuclear weapons. You can see how nuclear proliferation progressed to what it is today by viewing our interactive graphic at npr.org.